Chapter 27. And when our sailing to Italy was determined, they were delivering up both Paul, and certain others, prisoners, to a centurion, by name Julius, of the band of Sebastus. And having embarked in a ship on Adramyttium, we, being about to sail by the coasts of Asia, did set sail, there being with us Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica. On the next day also we touched at Sidon, and Julius, courteously treating Paul, did permit him, having gone on unto friends, to receive their care. And thence, having set sail, we sailed under Cyprus, because of the winds being contrary. And having sailed over the sea over against Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myria of Lycia. And there the centurion having found a ship of Alexandria, sailing to Italy, did put us into it. And having sailed slowly many days, and with difficulty coming over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete, over against Salmon. And hardly passing it, we came to a certain place called Fair Havens, nigh to which was the city of Lycia. And much time being spent, and the sailing being now dangerous, because of the fast also being already past, Paul was admonishing, saying to them, "Men, I perceive that with hurt, and much damage, not only of the lading, and of the ship, but also of our lives, the voyage is about to be." But the centurion to the pilot, and to the ship owner gave credence more than to the things spoken by Paul. And the haven being incommodious to winter in, the more part gave counsel to sail thence also, if by any means they might be able, having attained to Phenis, there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, looking to the southwest and northwest. And a south wind blowing softly, having thought they had obtained their purpose, having lifted anchor, they sailed close by Crete. And not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind, that is called Euroclydon. And the ship being caught, and not being able to bear up against the wind, having given her up, we were borne on. And having run under a certain little isle, called Clauda, we were hardly able to become masters of the boat. Which having taken up, they were using helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they may fall on the quicksand, having let down the mast, so were borne on. And we, being exceedingly tempest-tossed, the succeeding day they were making a clearing. And on the third day with our own hands the tackling of the ship we cast out. And neither sun nor stars appearing for more days, and not a little tempest lying upon us, thenceforth all hope was taken away of our being saved. And there having been long fasting, then Paul having stood in the midst of them, said, "It behoved you, indeed, O men, having hearkened to me, not to set sail from Crete, and to save this hurt and damage. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night a messenger of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, 'Be not afraid, Paul, before Caesar it behoveth thee to stand, and, lo, God hath granted to thee all those sailing with thee. Wherefore be of good cheer, men, for I believe God, that so it shall be, even as it hath been spoken to me. And on a certain island it behoveth us to be cast.' And when the 14th night came, we being borne up, and down in the Adria, toward the middle of the night the sailors were supposing that some country drew nigh to them. And having sounded they found 20 fathoms, and having gone a little farther, and again having sounded, they found 15 fathoms. And fearing lest on rough places we may fall, out of the stern having cast 4 anchors, they were wishing they to come. And the sailors seeking to flee out of the ship, and having let down the boat to the sea, in pretense as, if out of the foreship they are about to cast anchors. Paul said to the centurion, and to the soldiers, "If these do not remain in the ship, ye are not able to be saved." Then the soldiers did cut off the ropes of the boat, and suffered it to fall off. And till the day was about to be, Paul was calling upon all to partake of nourishment, saying, "14 days today, waiting, ye continue fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I call upon you to take nourishment, for this is for your safety, for of not one of you shall a hair from the head fall." And having said these things, and having taken bread, he gave thanks to God before all, and having broken it, he began to eat. And all having become of good cheer, themselves also took food. And we were, all the souls in the ship, 276. And having eaten sufficient nourishment, they were lightening the ship, casting forth the wheat into the sea. And when the day came, they were not discerning the land, but a certain creek were perceiving having a beach, into which they took counsel, if possible, to thrust forward the ship. And the anchors having taken up, they were committing it to the sea, at the same time, having loosed the bands of the rudders, and having hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, they were making for the shore. And having fallen into a place of two seas, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart, indeed, having stuck fast, did remain immovable, but the hinder part was broken by the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was that they should kill the prisoners, lest anyone having swam out should escape. But the centurion, wishing to save Paul, hindered them from the council, and did command those able to swim, having cast themselves out first, to get unto the land. And the rest, some indeed upon boards, and some upon certain things of the ship, and thus it came to pass that all came safe unto the land.